From Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council is set to hold an emergency meeting Tuesday on North Korea's latest missile test. The United States, Japan, and South Korea requested the emergency discussions after Pyongyang launched a missile Sunday in an unusual high-altitude ballistic path that indicated it might be a new two-stage liquid-fueled rocket capable of flying up to 4,500 kilometers. Early Monday, North Korea said it successfully conducted a newly developed mid-to-long-range missile test supervised by leader Kim Jong-un and aimed at verifying the capability to carry a large-scale heavy nuclear warhead. KCNA quoted Kim as accusing the United States of browbeating countries that have no nukes and warning Washington not to misjudge the reality that its mainland is in the North's sighting range for strike. Europe's police agency Europol says a global cyber attack has affected at least 100,000 organizations in 150 countries, with data networks infected by malware that locks computer files unless a ransom is paid. I'm worried about how the numbers will continue to grow when people go to work and turn on their machines on Monday, Europol director Rob Wainwright told Britain's ITV television. So far, there's been no progress reported in efforts to determine who launched the plot. Computer security experts have assured individual computer users who've kept their PC operating systems updated that they are relatively safe. This is VOA News. Countries across the globe scrambled to respond to a malicious ransomware virus as internet security watchdogs said the attack had disproportionately targeted Russia. The Russian cybersecurity firm Kaspersky Labs was among the first to identify the so-called WannaCry malware, a viral worm that exploits a vulnerability in the Windows operating system to encrypt files without users' permission. At least 1,500 Syrian rebels and their families abandoned another long-held district just outside of Damascus on Sunday as the army of President Bashar al-Assad and its allies pushed to seize full control of the capital and surrounding areas for the first time in nearly 5 years. State media and witnesses said the evacuation began at dawn, less than a day after government forces captured the Kabun district, and just days after hundreds of other beleaguered rebel fighters and their families departed to other nearby districts. Authorities in Pakistan have unleashed a crackdown on social media activists accused of criticizing and ridiculing the army in their online postings. An official announcement late Sunday said the cyber crime wing of the Federal Investigation Agency has been ordered to swiftly move against elements who are engaging in these condemnable activities. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives defeated their center-left rivals in a key state election Sunday in the country's most populous region. Exit polls showed Merkel's Christian Democratic Union with a strong surge of support in North Rhine-Westphalia, the home state and traditional stronghold of her chief rival, Social Democrat Martin Schulz, who was challenging the German leader in the national election in late September. And a new public opinion poll shows more Americans than not are opposed to President Donald Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey. The NBC News Wall Street Journal survey in recent days said just 29% of those surveyed said they approve of Trump's dismissal of Comey, who was in the fourth year of a 10-year term leading the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the country's top criminal investigating agency, while 39% disapprove. The remainder said they did not know enough to have an opinion. But among those who have been closely following news of Comey's unexpected ouster, 53% said they disapprove and 33% approve. Trump said Saturday a new FBI director could possibly be named in the next few days, but whoever it might be is likely to undergo intense questioning at a Senate confirmation hearing, delaying the time when the appointee might take over the agency.
That's the latest world news from VOA.